Itkanashu ilai, gather all elevated ones. Zot chibrot atayin, this is what those down below composed. Leilul haraba doraita, to praise the greatness of the Torah, for the great praise of the Torah. Malka, the king, umashrunita, and umatrunita, and his matron, his wife. Sagi chedveta, great happiness. Chedvat shlemata, a whole happiness. Al sheruta ditakanta, on the fact that now we've begun to fix. Reish metivta v'reish kaluta, the head of the yeshiva, the head of the Jews in exile. Shapira bar Yuta, he's got good sight, which is a play on words because his father's name was Shapira. So he's saying he's got Shapir, can mean to see, it could also mean good. So he's good, he's firm. Al tzluta de tzali raya mehimna, over the prayer that the faithful shepherd prayed. And I can't read, the next words are covered by me. And then he continues and he says, Sapir Gazarta Bikanmit Vichatiriyata. I'm skipping the rest of the paragraph in Aramaic. It's I can't read it well. Ima Sapa, you with me? The beginning of the next paragraph. Ima Sapa Godin Maalat. If I would tell you the greatness of my father, then you wouldn't be able to contain it, and it's better to be silent than to say it over. And he was powerful in the hidden Torah and the known Torah, when it comes to mathematics, philosophy, Kabbalah, knowing how to answer people off the cuff. He was a master of all of these works. He was the light of the Jews in exile. He was the head of the yeshiva. And the head, I can't read the next word. He was the one who ran the city, Hamhula. The city that is praised, that's the city of Krakow. It's not Hamhula, it's Hamhulala, the praised city of Krakow. On every corner of a letter, he was able to give lectures and lectures. And he was, even though he came down to the earth below, he rose above to the world above. He was firm on the earth below while his words were in the heavens above. And he knew his stuff, be it in the Torah and the secrets of the Torah, he was able to reveal. There was no word in the Torah that he couldn't tell you tremendous secrets about. And his lips were always careful. He never said anything that was faulty. His tongue was always clean. There was nothing that came out of his mouth that was less than perfectly true. And he never spoke anything day or night other than Torah. He cleared the way. He removed the stumbling blocks from the nation that's the chosen nation. I can't read the next word. His righteousness, his piety, his separate ways were boundless. And more than that was his modesty. Everyone liked him and he was accepted by all. Whoever saw him was happy at having seen him. And everyone honored him. I can't read the next words, just a second. People tried to, if they tried to understand who he was, it was beyond them. But just seeing his holiness was testimony to all of who he was. He is the rabbi who composed this work. There were none like him of his stature, who were suffused of all wisdoms of the Torah. he was able to stick an elephant through the eye of a needle with his sharpness, and if the Torah would have been forgotten with his sharpness, he would have been able to bring it back. Take for yourself this rule. This wasn't a human being. We're talking about a person who was like an angel. And I don't even have to prove it because everyone knows it. And so, and therefore I say, I guess his father's name was Shlomo Natan. So he says, so therefore I say that Shlomo Natan, that Shlomo gave a straight path in the sea, that is the sea of the Torah. He gave it to, he went down to the depths of the pit, the light things, the heavy things, the flames of fire, he took them out to light, and he brought them out in a clear language. There's nothing unclear about it. Everything is set straight. Everything is the best of the best. Again, a play on words, because his father's name is Shapira, which could mean the best. He had clear sight. He had beautiful wisdom. This was all in a beautiful vessel, which is again a play on words. The word beautiful is Kli Shapira. He was a master of logic, be it in the words of the Torah, be it in the logic of the Torah, the Mishnah, the Gemara. He was able to hit a hair from a distance. He was so accurate. The Medrash, Sifra, Sifri, Dikduk. When it came to every form of wisdom, he was known. And Hashem gave him a heart to know and to be able to tell over what he learned from the works and what he learned from the authors. And he wrote this work that is so awesome. There's none like it in all of Hebrew. Be it wisdom, understanding, things that he had on tradition. Second, we're turning the page. He's continuing the praise of the work. I'm just trying to see if there's anything here that we need specifically for understanding the work. It says he composed liturgies also. He was learning and teaching day and night. He mentions over here that he was also extraordinarily wealthy and he did a lot of charity. He had an amazing library. And specifically when it comes to Kabbalah, he set things straight, made things easy to understand. He says he also wrote a work of responsa. I'm going on to page 5 already of the introduction. Mama. So, it seems like the son wrote this work as a commemoration of the things he learned by his father. That's what it seems from the that's what it seems, that he's looking to explain all the depths that he merited to learn by his father, but it's the son that wrote the work. What? Okay. And he says, he had a sign from heaven that this is going to work. Okay. So, well, at least maybe we'll start the work. We'll just read a line or two so we'll know we started it. So, I think page 11 in this edition. Yeah, you have it? Okay. So, we're starting page 11. It says like this. So that's why it's Natan Neta who composed it, who was the son of Shlomo. And he's saying it's based on what he learned from his father Shlomo.